Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friend, Wednesday, April the 24th. And our one guest today is Bill Wickersham. And Bill, of course, is someone who is very interested in unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, as they're called. And I enjoy reading your op-ed pieces in both the Columbia Daily Tribune and the Missourian. You had one in the Missourian last week, and your letters to the editors. I mean, you don't quit. You keep going because this is something that you feel is very important. It's very important to you.
Well, let's just assume for a moment, Paul, that the extraterrestrial hypothesis is correct, as I think it is, that we are, in fact, having contact with off-planet folks. This is the biggest discovery in human history.
Well, yeah.
Changed a little bit of everything, doesn't
it? How did you get involved with this? You've been associated with the university how many years?
I started in 1959. I was program director of a student union while I was doing my doctorate.
Yeah, with the University of Missouri.
But at that time, one of my tennis partners was Dr. Leo Sprinkle at Stevens College, who had the same job at Stevens I had essentially at Mizzou. And he was the first psychologist. He did his degree here at MU in counseling psychology, was the first psychologist in the world to take people who purportedly had experiences, abduction experiences or whatever, to take them seriously and to do interviews with them and to do research. And so that Leo, that was my first connection.
Yeah. Now, you came back from a meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Correct? Where?
It was in Fountain Hills, Arizona, just outside Scottsdale in Phoenix.
Okay. So what took place at this meeting?
Well, this was the International Congress, UFO Congress and Film Festival, and some of the best researchers, scientists, astronomers, physicists. In fact, the meeting was full of about more professionals than you can imagine.
Yeah. Now, some people listening say, oh, wait a minute. These are a bunch of kooks that all went to this meeting, and they're dressing up in these costumes like a Star Trek meeting. Right. It wasn't like that at all.
Not at all. There were a combination of professionals. In fact, the first man who sat down by my wife and me in a small group was the former dean, emeritus dean of engineering at Rochester Institute of Technology, who worked for our good friend Paul Miller, who was here for so many years, a former assistant secretary of HEW. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was the secretary of education.
Yeah.
And this man had worked for Paul at RIT, had his own experience as a child, and has been very interested in the research related to this ever since.
So what took place at the meeting?
There were, like you would normally think of a meeting of 700, you had a full meeting of the entire group where you would have maybe an hour and a half lecture by people like Richard Dolan, the historian, Grant Cameron, people like that. There were people who are experts in IT and information technology and optics who were showing how you can be hoaxed with UFOs. Well, see, we know probably they usually lay out the figure 5% of sightings are genuine UFOs that can't be explained.
And the rest are hoaxes?
Some are hoaxes. Some are just people see things. We all have selective perception. Some people see the North Star. Some people see Venus, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some very hard cases where military people have even dealt with the ETs themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to get you off because I know you had plans of what you were going to talk, but I was doing some research on the internet a couple of weeks ago. The story that I had read about years ago was the sighting of the disc over O'Hare Airport. In fact, it was over the United Airlines terminal, gate C-17, and I've flown out of C-17 many
so
times. It was, this disc was seen by United Airlines pilots, by mechanics, by ground workers, the people who pushed the airplane back.
Baggage people.
And they were discussing this with the control tower at O'Hare.
Well, United called the tower, and there was a tape.
Right,
that you're talking about. Right.
So why did this not make big news right away? Why was it kept quiet for so many months?
Because, Paul, for well over 60 years, there has been a taboo that has been placed upon this topic. And people who are involved, especially airplane pilots and folks in aviation, are under what's called JNAP 146, Joint Navy Army-Navy Publication 146, which applies to civilian pilots, military pilots, merchant marines, and a lot of other people. And if they are told not to talk about the topic, then they are fined up to $10,000 a year, 10 years in jail, loss of benefits. And so that kind of taboo, plus when people who haven't seen these things think it's craziness, then your identity gets damaged. There's ridicule, giggle.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen in the future? Do you think this is going to become more widely accepted as a reality, or do you think it's going to continue the way it is now?
The other countries of the world are pushing the United States. As you know, we've talked here on the program before about the French, who have released their materials, and that independent group of admirals and generals and the national police chief, their NASA person, have in effect said the extraterrestrial hypothesis is valid at the 90% level of confidence. Our astronaut, Edgar Mitchell, says it's 99.9. The rest of the world is looking to us. My friend Scott Jones, who was deeply involved in this in military intelligence and was Senator Claiborne Pell's special assistant, he had a Skype arrangement with the Hong Kong people, the Chinese. See, the Chinese have lots of people. They have 40,000 people that work. That's not a lot out of a billion. But still 40,000 plus some very high-level people who are trying to deal with this. And Scott, he was trying to get them to do it. And essentially they say, when the United States does, we'll come forward.
Okay. If people want more information, the thing is, you can go to the internet and you see so many different reports there, and some of them are really pretty outlandish. But there are some that really make you scratch your head.
See, in the 1990s, piece of research was done on the websites on UFOs, 246,000 then. Now, as you say, there's so much nonsense, there's hoaxes. Sorting the wheat from the chaff is the job, and that's what researchers and academics should be doing.
Okay. Bill, we're out of time, but always it's a pleasure to to talk with you and bring this subject to the forefront.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you
again. Well, it isn't going to go away.
No, I guess it isn't. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Vera Massey will be on University Extension. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KPIA. Our floor director, Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.